Hey everybody, it's Sarah, and welcome back to As a Meter of Fact with CoServe. Jason and I are having a lot of fun putting this podcast together, and time flies by when you're having fun, but how is it already May? The COVID-19 pandemic continues, and its effects are still with us. Life doesn't feel completely back to normal, but there's one thing that seems to be noticeably absent these days, and that's sports. If you live in North Texas, and even if you're not a CoServe member, you're probably familiar with some of the local teams, such as Major League Soccer team FC Dallas and Minor League Baseball's Frisco Rough Riders. You might be wondering, what's going on with our local teams? CoServe is a proud community partner of FC Dallas and the Rough Riders, and we're as ready as you are to watch them take to the field again. This time of year, we are normally giving away tickets to both of their games, but we can't yet because soccer and baseball seasons, like everything else, have been put on hold due to COVID-19. Recently, we talked with Ryan Hollingshead, a professional athlete who plays soccer for FC Dallas. He shared about how he and his family are doing, how the team is doing, and how ready he is to get back onto the soccer field and play.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you so much for talking with us today. One of the questions we had is, what are you doing to train and stay fit while quarantining at home?
For me, all the guys are different. I live about 30 minutes away from the stadium. Most of the guys live closer. I think I'm the furthest one away from the stadium, along with our backup goalie, Jimmy Maurer. And so the two of us actually live about 10 houses away from each other. And so we've been doing a lot of the training together. So it almost seems like most guys have kind of partnered up, and most guys have been like, okay, I'm going to quarantine with this person. And those families have basically said like, okay, we're not seeing anybody else. We're quarantining together. And so Jimmy and I have been doing that for the most part, training together. And what that looks like is every day we're getting sent workout videos from our strength and conditioning coach. And he's sending us a full workout plan every day, about an hour and a half of a workout plan, including some technical work with the ball, including some running, some aerobic fitness, some weights, like all of that stuff. But again, all of it is in moderation, right? Like I have 30 pound dumbbells at my house, and that's it. So with 30 pound dumbbells, that's a really strong shoulder press for a soccer player. That's a really weak bench press for a soccer player. So it's like, there's only so much you can do. So it's like, I have to do 30 reps of bench press to get a workout with it. And I get like 10 reps of a shoulder and I'm dying, you know? So having limited access to limited weights and limited equipment, you just kind of make do with what you got. And so, you know, I've been running sprints up my hill. I've been going on long runs, jogs. We have actually a Peloton here at our house too. So I go on bike rides, just basically whatever I can. I've actually been playing tennis too. So like whatever we can to stay fit, and more than just the fitness too, is trying to like have some competition, like some competitiveness. So for me, tennis has been a really good way to do that. The Peloton has been a good way to do that. Training with Jimmy has been a good way to do that. So everybody's a little different, but that's been my story.
That's awesome. In addition to quarantining together with Jimmy, are you guys doing anything else fun as a team during this time of social distancing?
No, we're really not able to. I mean, the only sort of things that we can do as a large group are Zoom calls. And so we do a weekly Zoom call with the whole team. There's a couple different Zoom calls. We have one with the whole team, all staff, everybody is on at the same time on Fridays. And then we also have, position specific Zoom calls going over like tactics and video once a week. And then we have a player only Zoom call for a weight session once a week. So we do a Zoom weight session and that's it. So we have three things a week that we kind of get together on. And I know for a lot of the guys, it's one of the best times of the week to see everybody, even to see them on Zoom and joke around for a little bit. A lot of the guys too, you have to think it's different for me because I've been in Dallas for 7 years. I grew up in the United States, and so moving to Texas was really easy. Finding friends here was really easy. Like we feel really at home here in Dallas. But you got to think a lot of these guys are international. They didn't come with their family. They came by themselves. No, like girlfriends, novias back in their country. So they're here by themselves in a house, like just bored to death, not knowing what to do. And so it's really tough because you have to hit all of those people. And so for me, 3 Zoom calls in a week is a lot because I'm taking the kids to dentists and I'm running to take them to, you know, I'm trying to get a workout in and I'm running to take them to wherever they need to go or the grocery store or whatever. And we've got 3 kiddos that we're juggling. And then for other guys on the team, it's like 3 Zoom calls is not enough. Like they would love to do a call every day. They would love to like have some interaction every day. And so I know everybody's coming at it from a different perspective, which makes this a really, really challenging time.
You mentioned that being at home with family has been pretty special during this pandemic. Is there anything else that's been an unexpected joy during this waiting period for you?
So being with family has been amazing. My wife's cooking, she says, has been an unexpected joy. She's a great chef. One thing I love to do, I run like a little real estate company on the side here in Dallas. And one thing I love to do is work with my hands. Like I love building things, carpentry, doing house projects. Like I love being a handyman. And so my wife and I, we sat down at the beginning of quarantine. We're like, I'm not sure how long this is going to last, but let's write down a list of all the things around the house that we've been wanting to fix for the last, 3 years. And let's start going through it. So I built a deck on the side of our house that we've been wanting to build for a while. We redid the concrete in our backyard that we were meaning to do for a while. We're redoing the exterior of our house, painting the house and putting on different shutters and stuff like that. Put in some new doors in the house. Yeah. So just like kind of going through a list of all these things that we wanted to do and trying to knock out some house chores, like the most intense spring cleaning you've ever seen.
That's awesome. Some DIY, some good old DIY stuff to get through.
DIY. Gotta do it.
Chip and Joanna Gaines over there. That's awesome.
That's it.
That's cool. What would you say is something that you're most looking forward to about playing again during the season, whenever it starts?
Yeah, I mean, so many things. In this time, I think I've realized just how much I love soccer and love competing, especially competing for our fans. And we just don't get to do it for very long. You know, our careers as soccer players are short. And so you're looking at maybe 10, maybe 15 years of a career if you're like really blessed. And so I'm just counting down the days of, you know, how much longer I get to do this. And so just taking advantage of that, and really loving it. So I miss that. I miss the competition. I also just miss the guys. Like there's such a joy of the team camaraderie of being in the locker room with everybody. And it sounds like that's going to be a lot longer out in terms of getting all the guys together in the same room. But yeah, those would be the two big things, the competition, being able to compete for our fans again, and just being back with the guys.
Nice. Like I mentioned earlier, many CoServe members, you know, they live in places like Frisco, Denton County, you know, a lot of them are FC Dallas fans. Is there anything you'd want to share? Like if you were able to kind of have a Zoom call with the fans, what would you tell them?
Yeah. So first of all, I would say just so grateful for our fans. Our fans have been with us through thick and thin. I mean, our fans are amazing. And so I'm really grateful for them. I would also say just know that we are working our butts off even when we can't. Honestly, what I need to do is take a video of the field that Jimmy and I have been going to, because we have gone to just every field around us in the area within a certain amount of a drive, and we found what we think is the best field. There's a really good turf field, but we keep getting kicked off of that because all the gates are locked, so we're like, can't do that anymore. So we found this field that's open and we're allowed to be on, and we think it's the best one. And it is, I mean, it's just awful. It's so hard to play on. So we need to take video and show all of our fans like, hey, we're doing everything we can to stay fit here. This is what we're working with. We're working so hard, and it's hard to work like this when you don't have like an end goal. You don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're hoping it's there. You're thinking it's there. We're assuming games are going to be played. And so we're just staying fit as long as we can until that day comes. But so for our fans, just know we're doing everything we can so that when things open back up, we'll be ready to go, ready to take advantage of it.
Nice. I can just envision you guys on that field, like dodging fire ant mounds.
Yes. Dribbling around them. The fire ants are crazy. They're everywhere.
Especially after rain. Yeah.
The field that we're playing on right now too, it's like rock solid. So if you wear cleats on it, you're like sliding on top of the ground because it's so hard. Your cleats don't dig in at all. Oh man. It's just been great.
Last question I have is kind of a fun one. You mentioned in that recent article just about what it's like during this pandemic. You mentioned that you're taking up piano. Is there a song that you're currently learning?
So I'm at the very, very beginning stages. So the song that you start with is called Ode to Joy. And it is the most simple piano song you've ever heard. But I'm past that. I'm like starting to play chords. Nice. Where like one hand is playing chords, the other one's playing like... I don't even know what it's called, like individual notes. But what I want to do is actually like be able to read music. And so I know friends and I've had friends who can like sit down and play one song all the way through, but they don't know what they're playing. They just memorized it. They watched like a YouTube video and memorized the keys and played it. And I think I have the ability to do that. But I want to learn the keys and I want to learn reading music so that I can actually just look at notes and play and not have to like spend hours and hours memorizing a song to be like, I can play this one song, but I could actually just sit down in front of a piano book and start playing because I know how to read music. So what better time to start doing that than quarantine, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great time to learn a new skill.
It is. I love it too. My brother is super artistic when it comes to playing music. He's really good at guitar and piano, and I never was. And I was like, now's my chance to. Yes. I've always been envious of it. Now's my chance to learn.
That's awesome. Well, you'll be playing Clocks by Coldplay before we know it, I'm
there
sure.
You go.
So.
There you go. Yeah, or everybody plays 10,000 Miles or whatever that song is. That's the go to.
It's a classic. Well, thanks for your time. I think that's all the questions we have for our podcast. I also just want to say we could really relate to your article about staying home. Both of us are, Sarah and I are both parents of little ones. So it's definitely a really special time that I'm sure we'll remember for many years to come. So thanks for sharing.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to look back at this and be like, remember that time? This is crazy that we were doing this. And it's crazy in both ways. You're like trying to do a podcast where you need the audio to be good. It's like, hey, kids, I need you on the opposite end of the house or outside somewhere. I need 30 minutes in here.
Story of my life. Yep. Awesome. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Evie. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
Since multi-part podcasts seem to be all the rage nowadays, we split up our interviews with local sports pros. In our next episode, we talk to FC Dallas head coach Luchi Gonzalez, and we hear how it's been for him to coach a remote team during this strange time. Catch you later!